Okay, Shavuot Tov, everybody. So the region of Parshas Toldos, of course, transitions to Yitzchak and Rivka in the full sense of the term. And then immediately Yaakov and Esav are on the scene. And the names are very dispositive, right? Esav is the Ish Sa'ir. Yaakov is the Ish Chalak, as we know. And each of them are named for something that was observable at birth. Esav, obviously, was Rishon Admoni Kulo Keder Seyar, and Yaakov, Yado Achazes Be'akev Achiv, Vayikra Shemo Yaakov, Lashon Rashi, the Shechina called him Yaakov. The Sfarno has a remarkable observation about the Lashon of Yaakov, and he quotes in the Psukim in Yeshayahu to demonstrate the point that Kadosh Baruch Hu will destroy eventually all of the Gaim. Of course, Yaakov, his very identity is locked in struggle with Esav. Halacha hi biyaduah, Esav soni es Yaakov. See, the Sfarno quotes the pasuk of ki chol agoyim esechala ve'oscha lo esechala. That Yaakov connotes Ekev, something which is basof. That's why the word the heel is called the Akev or the Ekev. And that Yaakov, the very name, connotes the ability to be sored ad hasof, the ability to last and to be resilient and to persevere until the very end. Ve'oscha lo esechala, despite the fact that ki chol hagoyim esechala, that even when there's no remnants, no survivor of the nations of the world, Klal Yisrael, the Zera Yaakov will have survived, will be able to persevere. So it's so fascinating about the Sfarno's interpretation is right that we know that Yaakov Avinu's life was one that he would later describe at 130 years as Mad V'Ra'im Hayu Yemei Shnei Chayai V'lo Hisigu As Yemei Shnei Chayai V'Usai V'Mei Megurehem. Was a sense of struggle and trial and tribulation from the very beginning of the life of Yaakov Avinu, of course, beginning with his confrontations with Esav, continuing with Lavan, and going on Dina, Rachel, Yosef, with so much strife in between, right? And so the very name Yaakov, the Sforno, and I'm expanding his doctrine, but it's very clear, Sforno says the name Yaakov implies the capacity to survive and to withstand, challenges of such great enormity.